Do you realize yesterday there was a an assassination attempt there on Trump's life? I know you didn't hear about it because all we were hearing was Corey Lewandowski getting fired. But yeah, yesterday someone tried to kill Trump. I know. Isn't it just bizarre that you didn't really hear about it? Isn't it? Can you imagine if somebody tried to kill Hillary? Seriously, can you imagine if someone tried to kill Hillary? Can you imagine someone tried to kill Bernie? Yeah, somebody tried to kill Trump yesterday. And no one talked about it. It was like a joke. It was like, ah, ha, 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 ha. Somebody tried to kill Trump. Is this funny? Like, no, the guy tried to grab a cop's gun. He literally grabbed the gun and tried to rip it out of the cop's holster and then charge Trump and shoot him. That's what the kid said. And nobody covered that. Instead, they wanted to talk about Corey Lewandowski. It was Corey Lewandowski on CNN, and on Fox, it was Michelle Fields saying how she's glad that Corey Lewandowski got fired, and he got what he deserved. It's like, wow. It's like, okay, this is bizarre. Nobody's talking about that, man. But we'll go through that again in a little bit. Just a little more of the details. It's hard to find. There's only a couple websites that covered it. At least in some form of a detail. You got Breitbart. And then I wanted to, okay, well, God, I got so much stuff. We'll talk about that in a few. Because then I wanted to talk about Mark Cuban. This guy. This. I can't say dummy because he was one of those dummies that happened to be at the right place at the right time and somehow managed to make billions of dollars doing nothing. Seriously. It's like the Zuckerberg phenomenon. Yeah, Zuckerberg did not do anything. Okay, he stole an idea. That's what he did. He stole an idea. But don't get me on that. Okay, so the big news. The narrative. That's what we're going to call the big news. We're just going to call this stuff the narrative. That works better. The narrative. The narrative that is going around is that, and it's a funny narrative. I mean, the media is just they're falling. They're literally falling over themselves to create this narrative of Trump being broke, Trump being dumb. I mean, seriously. Trump being in deep trouble. It's a different narrative. It's a different narrative, but it's the same narrative. And let me explain. You're starting to hear the same stuff you heard back in the early stages of the primary. So, back in the early stages of the Republican primary, what we heard on a daily basis from the media, rather it's CNN, ABC, and the countless pundits that that these entertainment conglomerates higher and control. Rather, it's the internet rags. The narrative then, what we were told was, Jeb Bush has hundreds of millions of dollars, Ted Cruz, you know, tens of millions of dollars. All of these guys have the war chest. All of these guys are spending their war chest. Donald Trump is not spending any money. All of these guys have ground games. All of these guys have pollsters. All of these guys have the things that Donald Trump does not have. And right now, Donald Trump is only winning because there's 16 people in the race, and his name recognition is giving him the 16% that he has, which, because of all the people in the race, is having him win. That was the narrative, and every day we heard it. Every day, you have to run a campaign like a campaign. You have to do this. You have to do that. He's going to lose. He's going to lose. And then, of course, as people started to fall out, and the months went on, and they would go, this month in spending, da-da-da-da-da-da, look at that. Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz spent a combined $78 million on TV ads. Donald Trump spent $87,000. So that was the narrative. Oh, he has to run a traditional campaign. He doesn't have a staff. He doesn't have this. He doesn't have that. He's going to lose. He can't do it. It's name right now. 16 people, 15 people, 12 people, 9 people, 8 people, 6 people, 4 people. He wins. Till then, all the media, all the pundits, all the rags, everybody then had to collectively go, okay, we were all wrong. We admit it now. But there was a bunch of different factors as to why we were wrong. So we're really not wrong. We're really not wrong. But we'll come out and say we're wrong. We're kind of sorry. And now we'll start over because this is the general. Okay. And now we're hearing he doesn't have the staff. He doesn't have the money. He's not running the ads. He needs to do this. He's down in the polls. We're hearing the same stuff we heard during the primaries. But here's the nuance. All these pundits are going, it worked in the primaries, and it's not going to work in the general. So that's their little nuance. That's their little nuance. Their little nuance is all these things we said he had to do that he wasn't doing. All these things we said he had to accomplish that he didn't. All of these things, all of this is moot. Yeah, he won, but that was the primaries. The general's different. So all of this now applies to the general. Remember, all of these people were wrong all year. And they don't have fresh ideas. I mean, you think SD Cup is a fresh idea maker? Come on, Van Jones, Donna Brazil, all of these putzes have been on the air for years. Remember, SD Cup used to be at 5. It's like they're just recycled dummies. They really are. They're recycled corporate political hacks. That's it. That's it. Look at David Gregory. He was at NBC. Now he's at CNN. Hugh Hewitt. was at CNN. Now he's at MSNBC. They're hacks. They are hacks. All of these they're not news programs. They're entertainment programs. Been saying that from day one. You read my story on the site about the Washington Post, the fart sniffers and booger eaters. They're entertainment conglomerates. They're not news agencies. Same as in the Walter Cronkite era. This isn't the Walter Cronkite era. Come on, man. Could you imagine back in the day, Walter Cronkite being the press secretary for a president, and then he's the anchor for one of the news outlets? Imagine that. Imagine that. I mean, Dan Rather, if you think about it, Dan Rather lost his entire career. I mean, granted, he was getting up there in age, but still. Dan Rather lost his entire career. He lost everything. And I would say prematurely. He wasn't ready to call it quits, but he lost everything because of his own personal politics. Now, please. Now you're supposed to be partisan. You're supposed to be a liberal. Your goal is supposed to be going after conservatives and Republicans and their ideology. You're supposed to. If you're not, you don't get a job. You don't get a job. So all these recycled putzes are now saying the same thing. They're all saying the same thing. They're all saying the same thing. Trump does this, and Trump does that, and Trump doesn't have this, and Trump doesn't have that. It's over. It's done. It works in the primary. It won't work in the general. Trump has 70 employees. Hillary Clinton has 700. You know, you could look at all of this information that came out yesterday as either being a glass that's half full or a glass that's half empty. It all depends on where you stand. If you're a Trump supporter, if you're a Republican conservative supporter, you might not necessarily like Trump. You don't despise them, but you're not a supporter. You're not somebody that was along for the ride in the beginning. You're looking at it being half full. Now, if you're on the other side, it's half empty. Matter of fact, it's almost forget half empty. It's almost empty. There's almost nothing left, and nothing will ever get into that glass. Because think about this. When you're going on the half empty, half full. So Trump has 70 employees. Hillary Clinton has 700. Trump has 1.3 million on hand. Hillary Clinton has 42 million. Hillary Clinton has a super PAC of $300 million. Doesn't really have a super PAC at all. Yeah, you're starting to see women for Trump, and it's a super PAC. But there is no Lee Atwater super. There's no Karl Rove Crossroads Super PAC. Okay? The Super PAC that is worth $300 million for Hillary Clinton is the Paul Begala Super PAC. Remember Paul Begala? I mean, you're talking about Clinton henchmen. Talking about Clinton just scorched earth. Every woman that Bill Clinton had sex with is a dirty whore. They're stalker. I mean, Paul Begala is the guy. Him and James Carville, they are the guys. So the Super PAC is run by Paul Begala, who also is a CNN pundit, which, again, it's just fascinating with how liberal and how just over-the-top, extreme leftists the media outlets are. But I digress. So you've got these super PACs, hundreds of millions. So the narrative is Trump is outgunned. He's just flat. Hillary Clinton has 50 different speechwriters. Donald Trump has one, and it's his son-in-law, Jared. I mean, man, oh man, the narrative of yesterday going Trump has nothing, to even Mark Cuban going, well, if he had money, he would just cut his campaign a check for $200 million, but he doesn't have money. The only thing he's good at is putting his name on buildings. Man, I mean, it's just loser after loser. I mean, every one of these people, Trump is loose, eat this and that, but look at the polls. Look at the Bloomberg polls, 12 points. Look at the Bloomberg. He's just getting hammered. Get that. And remember, we talked about Bloomberg. And we talked about what all these polls mean. And how they play into a narrative, how they're created for a narrative. And that being the only poll that you go, oh, wow, 12 points. Oh, okay. But the CBS poll, you're talking about, six points. You know, you're for the scorched earth, if you think about the scorched earth, the sky is falling narrative of Trump and 70 employees, Hillary Clinton, 700, all of this stuff. Okay? All of this stuff. Half glass, the glass half full, glass half empty. Well, CNN ORC comes out with a poll today. Because remember, CNN's got to get in on the act. Everybody puts out, remember, everybody that puts out a poll owns a media conglomerate. Remember that. So when Bloomberg puts out a poll, Bloomberg owns the Bloomberg radio station with that Halpern and the other, whatever, Halpern and Halpon, the two, whatever they are. They have the show on MSNBC. So they are a conglomerate. They are a media conglomerate. Bloomberg is a media conglomerate. Washington Post, media conglomerate. NBC, media conglomerate. They're all media conglomerates. You put out a poll, gives yourself content. So CNN ORC poll comes out, and what does it say? 47% for Hillary Clinton, 42% for Donald Trump. talking about 5 points. 5 points. She's talking about 5 points. And when you put Johnson and Jill Stein, I guess those are the Libertarian and Greenpeace Party candidates. It's Hillary Clinton, 42, Trump, 38, Johnson, 9, and Stein at 7. So now you're at 4 points. Now remember, the margin of error is 3.5. So you could play with the 3.5 margin of error. And you're talking about Trump within striking distance, right? 5 points is striking distance. With Gary Johnson and Stein factored in, you're at 4 points. Striking distance, right? Yes or no? Thank you. And when it comes to unfavorables, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are exactly tied. 6 and 10 see Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both unfavorable. One doesn't beat the other. They're tied. They're statistically tied. 6 and 10 view them unfavorable. And when it comes to the economy and terrorism, and who can handle those two issues the best? Trump beats Hillary. That's why she gave that speech today. Hillary Clinton gave a speech today, those of you who didn't hear. She gave a speech going after Trump, how he's horrible for the economy. She didn't say what she's going to do. I mean, that's really the narrative now, Hillary Clinton camp. It's not to talk about her and her accomplishments and what she will do, because ultimately it's carrying on with the same exact policies of Barack Hussein Obama. So the narrative that the Hillary Clinton camp has to put out there is Donald Trump is bad, Donald Trump is horrible, Donald Trump is evil, Donald Trump is Satan, Donald Trump is... God, he rapes old ladies. He's just evil. But that's why she gave the speech. Because this CNN poll came out that said the American people look at her and Trump on the economy and say he could handle it better. Especially what she's saying, she's going to hand it off to her husband. She's like, listen, the economy, I'm just not good. I'm not good with money. That's what she said, if you really want to think about it. If you want to be sexist, if you want to be sexist and cliche, she said, I'm not good with money. That's why I'm going to have my husband deal with it. She said that. Remember, she said that. She said, I'm going to have my husband deal with the economy. That's a fact. So the American people agree. They're like, yeah, she's no good with money. She's not good with money. We don't want to trust her with money. And when it comes to terrorism, the people don't look at her as being tough on radical Islam. So as much as the narrative was, oh, Trump really stepped in it when it came to the Orlando massacre, he just really stepped in it. Well, according to this CNN poll, since everybody is obsessed with polls, according to the CNN poll, whatever he said and however he made people feel after the attack must have worked, because the people in the CNN universe, the 1,001 adults that CNN polled, said Trump will handle terrorism better than Hillary. So think about it. They're tied 6-10 with an unfavorable. Trump is beating her, not by like 1 or 2 points, but he's beating her bigly. He's beating her bigly as it pertains to the economy and terrorism. When it's just Hillary against Trump, he's down by 5 points. And when you throw in the other two, Johnson and Stein, Trump's down by 4 points. And when you put all that together with 70 employees versus 700 employees, a super PAC that's got $300 million, $45 million cash on hand, tens of millions of ad buys in swing states that have been going on for the past few weeks, saying that Donald Trump is a rapist, he's every name that you could think of times 10. The media every single day saying his campaign is in shambles, his campaign is basically done. There's a push for a bunch of Republicans, just hundreds and hundreds of Republicans, to take the nomination away from him. Not a handful, but hundreds and hundreds. And they're on the verge of being successful. And if you put all of that together, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that in the newest poll, because that's all you go by now, polls, that's all we go by. And it doesn't matter what the last poll says, it matters what the new poll says. So it doesn't matter what Bloomberg said, it doesn't matter what Monmouth said, it doesn't matter what Lafayette University said, it matters what the newest poll says, and that is CNN ORC. Nothing else matters. Doesn't matter what the Washington Post poll says. Doesn't matter what ABC poll says. All that matters is the newest poll. The newest poll is CNN ORC poll. And that poll says Trump is down by 5. So if you have a machine, okay? If you have a machine, and if you go to Politico or any of the other internet rags, they call the Clinton campaign a machine. The cash machine. The fundraising machine. The machine. Well, if you have a machine, and the machine is going against a horse and buggy, and that machine is only 5 points ahead, or 5 strides ahead, 5 horse lengths ahead, don't you think there's a problem there? Don't you think if you're in the camp of half full, you're shaking your head going, huh, this is phenomenal. This is phenomenal. To be within striking distance, to be within 5 points, to be within striking distance, and by all accounts, your campaign is in disarray, it's in shambles, it's knocking on heaven's door. It's knocking on heaven's door. You're being pummeled. You're being outspent. You're being out fundraised. You're being out speech written. You're being out pundit. You're being out pressed. You are being outdone in every aspect of presidential politics. And yet, Trump's within striking distance. And as it pertains to the economy and terrorism, he destroys Hillary Clinton. And as it pertains to the unfavorable rating, which all polls and all pundits love to talk about. Wow, you know, he's 70% of the people hate him. So these three barometers, unfavorable, he's tied with her. The economy, he's hammering her. And terrorism, he's hammering her. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are exactly, if you are dead, if you are 6 feet under, if you've already knocked on heaven's door and they put you in a wooden box and you're 6 feet under, if that's the case with Trump, shouldn't Hillary Clinton be beating him by 30 points? Shouldn't Hillary Clinton be beating him by 30 points in every single matrix? Shouldn't she be beating him by 30 points in the economy, in terrorism, and who could tie your shoes better? Who could wear the hair better? Who could wear a better pantsuit better? Shouldn't she be beating him in every single category? Shouldn't she be beating him in Texas? Shouldn't she be beating him in Georgia? Shouldn't she be right now, when we look at the map, when we look at the Electoral College map, shouldn't she be beating him in every single state by 20 or 30 points? Matter of fact, every single person that follows Donald Trump, shouldn't he just be down by like 9 million followers? Shouldn't he be not raising the money that he did raise? Ladies and gentlemen, he raised $3 million. Out of that $3 million, $2 million came from people who gave 200 and less. 200, that small, tiny donation, that's people who just want to be, all accounts, what the media, what everybody associated with the media, by all accounts, it's over. We haven't even gotten to the convention yet. By all accounts, it's over. We haven't even gotten to the convention yet, but it's over. The election's over. It's finished. Trump is dead man walking. And yet, he's only 5 points behind. 5 points. And the margin error is 3.5. 5 points. 5 points. 5 points behind. And Clinton is upside down in two of the most important categories: economy and terrorism. And all we're hearing from the media and the pundits is all this worked for Trump in the primaries, but the primaries are not the general, and the general's different. The general's different. Everything that he did in the primary is not going to work in the general. It's not going to work in the general. You got to listen to us. You got to listen to us. We know everything. I am SC Cup, and I know everything because I'm wearing smart glasses. I'm wearing smart glasses, damn it. I am Van Jones. I am Van Jones, and I'm smart. I'm Donna Brazil. And I'm an old black lady with gray hair. Yes, and I'm smart. Brrr. Brrr. You can look at the glass half empty, or you can look at the glass half full. I look at the glass being full, but it just spilt a little Jesus juice. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it like this. Add up all of the Hillary Clinton advantages that the media is telling all of us about. 70 employees, 700 employees, super PACs, ad buys, money, all of this stuff. And then add that to the media narrative of Trump is a racist, Trump is a Nazi, Trump is evil. Look what he said about Judge Carell. Look what he said about profile. Look what he said about blah, blah, blah. Remember these last 4 weeks. These last 4 weeks, every day, every single day, has been about Trump being a Nazi. Look, he's a Nazi. He's barring the Washington Post, the Washington Post. I'm looking at the glass of Jesus juice, okay, that was filled to the top. Spilt just a tiny bit. Because being only down 5 points with 4 weeks of the media taking a hot cattle prod of a burning, steaming electric cattle prod and tagging Trump with it 10 times a day along with Hillary Clinton and her machine, and you put that together in a package, and Trump's only 5 points down. 5 points down. I don't know. If I was the Democrats, this is just me. Who am I? I'm not a pundit on CNN. I'm not a pundit on MSNBC. I'm not a pundit on ABC. I'm not a pundit on Fox. I'm not a pundit on CBS. I'm just some schmuck. I'm just some schmuck that's on the radio. And I'm not even on terrestrial radio. That's how much of a schmuck I am. You have a schmuck at the highest degree. You have a big schmuck. I'm a tiny little itsy bitsy schmuck. But this itsy bitsy schmuck is telling you that if I was the Democrats right now, I would be afraid. I would be terrified. I would be just beside myself. Because as of right now, the Democrats and Hillary Clinton have everything going for them. Everything. You can't get more than what they all have now. And yet they're only beating Trump by 5 points. They are only beating Trump by 5 points. That's it. They're only beating Trump by 5 points. I would be terrified. I'd be terrified. Because remember, all of this stuff that's going on with this was Hillary Clinton and the media's chance to completely bury Trump. This was it. This was it. Anybody that's sitting here from both parties and they actually look at this objectively. And it's hard to find these people. It is. It really is. But if you find one or two of these people, they will tell you that with everything going on, Hillary Clinton should be up by 20 or 30 points. She should be up by 20 or 30 points. Rather, Bernie Sanders has officially dropped out of the race. It's over. His supporters know it's over. There is no, oh, we're gonna hold out because we're going to be the nominee. Everybody knows he's not going to be the nominee. So she's already consolidated what she's going to consolidate. The people that are voting for her are going to vote for her. There's a big bump. She got the bump. This is the bump. This is the bump. Bernie's out. Everybody knows it's over. Forget being out. It's done. She locked up the nomination. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The only thing that's left to be done is Bernie Sanders going, I will support Hillary Clinton. But that word, that magic sentence, isn't going to have somebody who at this point wasn't voting for Hillary because they wanted Bernie to then go, okay, all right, Bernie. Those people are already there. Those people have already said, well, I'll vote for Hillary now. She won. Or, I'm done. I'm staying home. I was excited about Bernie. I was excited about this movement. And now he's not in the race. It's over. I'm done. I liked my football team. They lost. So now I'm done watching football. I'm done watching the playoffs. I don't care who wins. I don't care. I'm going to go out to do whatever. It's over. I don't need to stay and watch the rest. I don't need to participate with the. It's over. So if you're looking at this objectively, you're sitting there going, Jesus. Bernie's out. The consolidation's already happened. The media is doing everything in their power to pound the death of Trump into everybody's head. Hillary Clinton's got the infrastructure. She's got the money. She's already spending tens of millions of dollars attacking Trump in all of these ads. The president's already come out and said Donald Trump is dangerous. He's an a-hole. Joe Biden's come out and said Donald Trump is dangerous. He's an a-hole. You've got all these pundits talking about the whispers of all the Republicans getting ready to change the rules to take the nomination away from. You add all this up, and somebody who's objective in the political game is going to tell you Hillary Clinton and the Democrats are in serious, serious trouble. They are in serious trouble because they should be winning by 50 points. They should be winning by 50 points in every single category. Because now there's only one place to go for Trump, and that's up. There's only one place to go. They've already killed him. They've already killed him. They've already said, you're dead. They've already said, you're finished. After yesterday and the firing of Corey Lewandowski, over. campaign in disarray. Finished. It's officially done. So now from this point forward, it can only go up. The narrative can only go up. When you hear people say Hillary Clinton is trouncing Trump and fundraising Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, the ads. 5 points, that's it. It's it. It's like a boxer, or it's like a football team, or a baseball team, where they're on the ropes, and they weather the storm, and they go, they got to make it out of this round, they have to make it out of this round, they got to make it out of this half, they can make it out of this half being only 2 touchdowns behind, if they could stop. Stop New England on the 1-yard line and they could go in at the halftime and they're only a... The Yankees have scored 2 runs in this inning. Base are loaded. If the Red Sox could just hold them and get out of this inning. If Cleveland could just steal one. They could just steal one. They're down 3-1. They got to steal one. They got to steal one in Oakland. They got to do it. If they could just steal one. That's where we are. Hillary Clinton, she's that behemoth. The media is that behemoth. The Never Trump people are the behemoth. Together, they were the George Foreman on Ali in the 4th round. The 5th round, the 6th round. And people going, if Ali could just withstand, if he could just keep this up, if he could just tire him out, if he could just dwell. That's where we are. They've thrown everything at the everything. When they say kitchen sink, forget the kitchen sink. They've thrown the entire state that kitchen sinks reside in at Trump. And you're talking 5 points. You're talking 5 points. And the unfavorables are tied with Hillary. Man, you're talking about economy and you're talking about terrorism. Now, as the days go on, and the Orlando attack starts to fade more into the distance, just like San Bernardino did, just like Fort Hood did, just like Tennessee did, stuff starts to, as the gun debate, as all of these things start to fade back. Because remember, guys, all of this scorched earth, Trump is dead, all came after Orlando. It was starting to happen before Orlando with the Judge Carroll. And when Orlando happened, you had revelations about the Hillary donor that she put on an advisory board. You have the Secret Service book that came out that no one's talking about. You have the Clinton Cash movie that is out that no one's talking about, or is coming out that no one's talking about. But it's starting to get previewed. The movie Wiener that's out in theaters now. Remember, that's relevant considering that Huma Abedin is going to have a high-profile job in the Clinton White House. Who she is, her history, her husband, their lives, her character, all of that stuff is relevant. So all of these things no one's talking about. So once everything settles, once everything gets back to pre-Orlando, pre-gun, and covering a book about a Secret Service guy talking about Bill Clinton and his spreading of his DNA, can't bring that up while you're talking about terrorism. Just remember, the cup that's full of Jesus juice just spilled a little. 5 points. 5 points behind after everything Hillary and the media has thrown at Trump. Democrats, liberals, the press, the Never Trumpers, be afraid. Be very afraid.